John Sitwala, a forestry officer at Katima Mulilo, summarizes the FAO-initiated project to promote indigenous fruit trees in the Caprivi Strip, its progress, constraints, and future.
The interest which the people received was, before they used it to just simply eat their fruit trees, their indigenous fruit. So they couldn't have an idea of processing that it can stay for quite a long time. So through that workshop, the communities themselves were very much happy. Together with us, the office here, we were happy that the people now, they can transform their own indigenous fruit trees into some other food.
Can you mention any progress then so far?
The progress which has occurred now is the communities themselves, they have seen that it is more potential to have those indigenous fruit trees since it has got more vitamins, like vitamin A, B, C.
What are the main constraints then?
The main constraints which the people have here is the workshops are still very less. They would need a lot of workshop. They have got problems of electricity to their village that they can process there. When they want to come and process, they have to come to our office here. And there is also, definitely, you can witness today, you have witnessed that electricity, it sometimes gets off. So if they use on their local traditions, they might find it that it cannot work better.
Then what is the next step to your point of view? If you want to make this sustainable, what should be the next steps?
The next steps, which we can say that people can make their wild fruits more sustainable is to manage their own forests, because that is where those resources are. They shouldn't use fires, because fires, when they see these wildfires, they burn all the fruits. In point of getting some income, if once the project itself it's functioning well and some donors are trying to support the communities, then income generating project it will be more beneficial to the communities.
Do you think it is too early to talk about self-reliance of this women's group?
Yes, of course, it might be very early, but once people are more geared for, then I don't think that it will be too early. Because what people are looking is the development. For example, they need to be more organized first, through the support of the Directorate of Forestry, and then they need to have some cash. Maybe it will be a revolving fund. That will be something that can help them, that whenever they process their products, they sell them, and then that money can be paid back. The Ministry of Industry has supported them. They have got a building at their village. The problem is they don't have electricity. That's why they are not utilizing that building. So that is another support that I'm looking at. They have received this support.
But this project, can it not be conducted on more traditional methods, like without electricity, that instead of having the mixer, one could look at a method of pounding or, I don't know, other ways of getting the pulp off? And secondly, also boiling for jam or juice purposes?
I think that one, it can be conducted once they are being advised through the directorate. We go and witness. We try to also support them. You know, they can make it traditional there. But if the staff, the directorate staff is not there, because I'm looking more particularly on a hygienic way, because that is the most important thing. If you produce something, products that you need to sell, you need to be more hygienic. That is HACCP.
How far is their knowledge about knowing how to diversify but to keep those rich resources that they have in the forests?
The local traditional indunas and chiefs always focus on indigenous fruit trees. They have to advise their people. The extension officers have to go and give the extension to the people that they have to look for their indigenous fruit trees. Not only particularly the indigenous fruit trees, but the all forest resources. We always support them. We donate some plants and give them not only the exotic but even indigenous trees such as Muzinzila, for example.
Can you name a few other trees or species?
We have Muzinzila, we have Muvilo, we have Muvuyu, we have Mukononga, we have Muchenje. We always go and examine how they are doing well, because we have to advise them. Even in the time of planting, we have to demonstrate to them how they have to plant them themselves.
I didn't hear you mention the water problem. How do you see that resolved in the Caprivi region?
The water, we have got the water problem situation. More especially the communities, they depend on boreholes. And boreholes, they sometimes dry. If boreholes are dry, then it's a problem to communities. You can see even in town here, there is a problem of water. Now it's even rationalized. You get 1 hour for water, and then most of the hours there is no water. So to communities, if those who are depending on the boreholes, if they are dry, because sometimes it is it's 2 kilometers where you have to get water, and if the borehole is broken, it's a big problem. You have either to drive, those who have got transport, you have to either use the sledges, our ox sledges, to get water.
On the other extreme, you have floods. How did you experience the latest floods?
Well, the floods normally come once, but like the previous years, when we had low rainfall, we had less floods. It's only this year where we received, that was from last year and this year, when we received some better floods.
Better floods?
Yes, those were better floods, but again, it's the other areas like to the eastern side. It's a disaster because those people, they need to be evacuated. They had to be evacuated, and they have to be supported by donors with some foodstuffs and maybe clothing together and blankets.
But then when you experience this, didn't you ever mention the need to domesticate or harvest water in different ways?
That one we haven't yet thought of it, but our president, he sometimes mentions that if it was in some other countries, in European countries, this thing, maybe we could ask that countries like Japan, they have got the technical know-how of how to harvest the water, then that could be better if it is done here. Once we have flood and then that water is being harvested, then it can be utilized in some other parts.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.